you had to pick on your MVP for defense so far, who would you say?
Well, I think Sue's played really well. He's played consistently. I think Chris Houston's played that way. Prior to Levy being hurt, he was really playing well. You know, there are a whole bunch of other guys that have had some good games, but those guys have been really consistent.
I was thinking Houston because of that secondary together.
Yeah, he's really stood up both on the field and off the field. You know, we had a good meeting this morning, and I was kind of asking questions, and he answered every single one of them. And, you know, I asked him about when did this all happen. He said, when I came here. You know, I started to understand things, and which makes you as a coach, and Tim Walton, I'm sure, feels good about those kind of things, and he's really taken leadership on. So he definitely is one of those guys.
Back to Sue. Really well this season. It seems to me like he's really improved as a run stopper from last season, where I thought, you know, my opinion, struggled. Can you just talk a little bit about that?
Well, I'll be honest with you, he's always played the run well, and that's what they did at Nebraska, you know, and we changed his stance up, and he's taken the fight to him. What you're seeing now is a big play because he's more aggressive going into the line, whereas coming out of college, he's more of a read player, read and react player. And now he's taking it across the line of scrimmage. And, you know, Corey Williams had those kind of plays. I think we still lead the league in tackles for losses against the run. Something we've worked on, and most of those things are coming from those guys, and especially him.
I guess, but it seemed like the team used the aggressiveness against him last year, attacking his gap because he would push through the line. It seems like he's staying a little bit more back on his heels this year.
No.
Not at all, huh?
No, you got to look at it. I mean, he's in the backfield most of the time. Sure. What's happened is the guys are playing better around him, you know. A couple of plays we got hit last year with were misreads. We don't ask the tackles to play traps around here, and I've never done that as a coach. Linebackers have the draws and they have the traps because if you slow down and read that, when they pass, you're going to be standing on the line of scrimmage. So it's a different kind of approach.
Coach, what development have you seen from Silva?
Kind of amazing. You know, I called him Spider-Man this morning. I mean, he's all arms and legs. he is one of the biggest surprises I've had in a long time as a coach. He came in as a scout team guy, and I was looking to replace him, talking to Jim and Martin, and he just wouldn't have any of it. He just kept working, and, you know, he started playing well last year in preseason and kind of caught our attention, and he's been working really hard. He knows everything there's to know about the defense, and he's really played well to this point. I hope he keeps it up.
Coach, you and Delmas are obviously good friends. How much do you feel for him when he's, you know, he's injured again and he's not out there able to practice?
It breaks my heart in the personal relationship I have with him. He's one of the finest young men I've been around. He makes me laugh every day. What happened this time is a little bit different. In his first injury this year, he was really moody and wouldn't talk much. The other day we had it out in a team meeting, a defensive team meeting room. He was laughing, and which tells me a lot. It means that he's going to be back soon, and the thing's healing. So I'm excited for him about that.
I don't know if this is fair to ask you or not, but doing a story on Pettigrew, just how do you say, if you're defensive coordinator and you have that to deal with his size and stuff, just talk about the problems he presents.
Yeah, it's really amazing you ask me about him. He's one of my favorite guys, just as a man-to-man kind of thing, and I get on him a lot. There are days when he won't talk to me at all, you know, and then the next day we'll have a conversation. We had one recently in the hallway, which lasted 15, 20 minutes, and I told him about some of the guys that have been around and what he is. You know, he's played through a lot of pain this year, and, you know, I told Tim Lapano right after that conversation, I said, you know, to me that's one of the highlights of my career, is that when you have an offensive player and you can have a great conversation with him about just general football approach. And you know, was pulling for him when he started catching the ball last week. It was really a great thing. And this is one of the few times I've seen him smile this year. But he's a big, strong guy that's tough to handle. The kid Irvin, you know, we liked him, the West Virginia pass rusher at Seattle. There was one shot, and I'm looking right down the line of scrimmage, and Pettigrew's on his side. And I knew he was staying in the block, and he picked that kid right up off the ground. And I went, my God. And he had him locked out, and Irvin just quit. He just stopped completely. And it was a big man against a little guy, you know, and that's the way he plays. I think his biggest asset around here is, from talking to Tim and Jim Schwartz, is his blocking. And we feel like when we practice preseason, you know, he is a giant, and he is mean and aggressive.
How did Ashley look to you filling in for DeAndre last week?
He had a snap or two that wasn't very good, but for the most part, I was really happy for him. He played about as well as he could be expected to play. And from what Dan said, he played really well on teams. One thing that's happened to him in the past, when we ask him to step up on special teams, step up on defense, he drops off on special teams. Last week, he was able to carry both. He made one play. They ran a lead at him. He almost killed the fullback. And Tully came over the top. He was a cleanup linebacker. Ashley takes out the fullback. Well, Ashley took out Marshawn Lynch, the fullback and the guard. And he can do those things. He just needs to get settled. And I think now that he knows we have confidence in him, he's getting better every day. And he is a great athlete for his size.
Hey, John, just as a follow-up on Pettigrew's stuff, you had a pretty good tight end in Kansas City in Gonzalez. You ever seen Pettigrew approaching that level?
Well, it's interesting. We talked about that in a conversation we had a couple of weeks ago. Tony Gonzalez is not a speed guy at all. And the thing that he could do is go up and get the ball. And I remember he missed one game because of a shoulder, and Trent Green took him out prior to the game, Tony. And he said, if you can't catch it high, I'm not throwing the ball to you, and you're not suiting up. And we kept him out of the game because of that. Pettigrew's got that same size. He's a big, strong guy. And last year we played somebody, I said, Grew, go kill every tight end they've got. And it was funny because he caught the first two balls and two linebackers went off the field. I just started laughing. You know, I guess he took me serious. But he is a giant. And you know, I look for him to be 100% one of these days physically. But I don't know if this game ever allows it other than the day you walk in.
Would Palmer have made that play on the touchdown at the end of the run? He hadn't called it yet.
Yeah, you know, he got caught up. His technique at the line wasn't very good. That was one of the plays he didn't play well on, because he can outrun that tight end easy. He could outrun him backwards probably. And the tight end's a good player, don't get me wrong. He was at Oakland. I didn't know how good he is. But he had poor technique at the line of scrimmage and lost him. And that's when they ran into each other. He should have jammed him up and not allowed him to get out, which the other linebacker could have cleared him.
Travis Lewis has been sneaking on some defensive snaps the last few weeks. How's he progressing through the season?
He's got a lot of tools. You know, he's like Tahir. They both have a lot of tools, but Travis is really quick. He's very aggressive, probably over so right now, but it's the rookie-itis, as I call it. You know, he's never played special teams. He's never been a scout team guy. And Oklahoma, he's a hero for 4 years. And what he's learning right now is that this game is not as easy as college. The coaches will get you, the players will get you, the experience level, and he's got to work on his keys more. But he's got the movement skills we're looking for. He had a shot when Marshawn broke out to the right late in the game. That was his play, and that's something he has to learn to do. And it's a progression, you know. But lo and behold, he's moving up, you know, the food chain, so to speak. And I think we drafted the right guys. It's just going to be a matter of time.